Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the Gospel of the day presents the beautiful incident where Jesus quenches the spiritual thirst of a Samaritan woman. The thirsty Samaritan woman expresses her desire for water. "So, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty, or how to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus promises fulfillment to all those who come to him and believe in him, the source of divine waters of life. "Whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The Samaritan woman, in her encounter with the Lord, is led from a lower level to the higher level. First, talks on material concerns. How can you, a Jew, ask a Samaritan woman for a drink? Second, talks on spiritual matters. "Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is Jerusalem." Then talks that would lead to a complete life transformation. "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." This is the story of our experience with religion and spirituality. Many times, many of us perform religious practices only for material concerns. But the higher level is the one which leads to life transformation. The Samaritan woman was led by Jesus in having this life transformation. The entire incident is built around that simple premise, a desire. A desire that is expressed in the form of thirst. The desire of the Samaritan woman to receive water so that one may not be thirsty again. Each of us, deep within, are thirsty and hungry, wanting to drink water that will quench the longing forever. It is this search that makes people to go out and seek the various sources of satisfaction. Some feel to have found this fulfillment through worldly pleasures and bad habits, which only lead to momentary external satisfaction and short-lived burst of thrill. Some claim to have found this fulfillment in various philosophies, new age patterns of life, and naturalistic means of spirituality, etc., which may have traces of truth but fail to provide authentic and fullness of life. But Jesus today boldly declares that it's only in him that true and complete fulfillment of life can be found. "Whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst." Are we convinced of this fact, that it's only in Jesus that we can achieve true and complete happiness? Like the Samaritan woman, like the prodigal son, like Saint Paul, we may have strayed away from this path of truth to seek our own ways and find happiness. But the Lord today calls us back to him, to his heart, to his church, to his Eucharist, to experience him fully. To those who have strayed, the call of the gospel is to come back to the path of truth. To those who are holding on to him, the call of the gospel is to deepen the conviction that in him alone can the hunger of our souls and the thirst of our heart be fulfilled. May Jesus, the source of life-giving water, always be the source and summit of our Christian living. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.